As the chill of fall sets in, farmers in the Corn Belt are busy bringing in their crop. Harvesting millions of acres of corn and soybeans is a big job for big pieces of equipment that hum, buzz, and sometimes grind to a halt. Tri-State's Public Radio's Abby Wendell went out in search of the sounds of the season, and she brings us this snapshot.
Eric Terstrip speaks fluent combine. He can decipher the machine's every beep.
That is the head raised and your yield data is disengaged beep. There, it's engaging.
Terstrip is in his early 30s. He's been farming nearly all his life in industry, alongside his dad and grandpa. During the harvest, Terstrip spends close to a month cooped up in the cab of his combine, the tractor-like machine he uses to bring in his corn. This time of year, he's often in the fields from 8 in the morning till well after dark.
You gotta have the disease or the want or the desire. You gotta get up every day and know that this is what you want to do.
Most of the time, the 35,000-pound machine rumbles down the rows, sucking down tall corn stalks and chewing the kernels from the cob. From the inside, where Terstrip sits, the giant machine quietly hums along. It's equipped with GPS and auto-steer, which makes the ride so smooth, some farmers have allegedly fallen asleep. Terstrip stays alert with Snapchat, Angry Birds, and combine karaoke.
8 o'clock at night, you're looking for something to do to keep yourself awake. Certain songs come on, you just can't control it. You just gotta let it go.
What do you think are the chances of me recording you singing some combine karaoke?
Slim to none.
Alone, Terstrip belts out 52 Vincent Black Lightning, a classic tune about a boy, a girl, and a motorcycle. When something goes wrong in the field, it breaks his rhythm.
It sounds like Chewbacca when you run something through you're not supposed to. It starts growling and grinding.
And that often means a call to Jay Van Holten.
Afternoon, Parts. This is Jay. How can I help you?
If you're on the phone with Van Holten at harvest time, you're having a bad day.
Okay.
He works at Berkey's Case IH Farm Equipment in Macomb.
Okay.
This time of year, his phone rings off the hook with farmers looking to patch things up. Van Holten typically diagnoses the problem by having them describe the broken sound.
One guy, he said, it sounds like a roller coaster. It's in there bouncing around. It wasn't riding smooth. It sounds like a roller coaster going along.
Sometimes, mechanics from the dealership get sent out to meet farmers in the field. But bigger problems end up in the dealership's garage, out back. Brian Asher is sprawled underneath a combine. He's been updating the rotor all day. After working with farmers for 23 harvests, the sound etched in Asher's mind is cussing.
Jesus Christ, what the hell's taking you so long? Why in the hell did this break? Who made it that way? That's the kind of garbage you hear all the time. The grown men having fits.
Back in the field, Terstrip season has been relatively mellow, with only a few grumbles along the way. It's allowed him to tune in to his favorite sound. Golden kernels flow into his grain cart in a thick stream. It's the sound of the culmination of his work. It's payday.
Sometimes you just sit here in the quiet and you almost zone out. You just listen to the combine, you listen to the beeps, and you just don't think about anything.
The sun is setting. Purples and reds splash across the sky. A hawk swoops down and tries to snatch up a rabbit. I try to get Terstrip to perform his rendition of his favorite motorcycle love song.
Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952.
But in the end, I leave him to glide through one last field. And, maybe, to get his combine karaoke on, alone.
And he pulled around behind. And down to Box Hill, let it ride.
I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.
Says James to Red Molly, there's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with a law since I was 17. I robbed a many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'd give you my Vincent.